All right, Art, the Seahawks are 5-1. Their only loss was last week in overtime, but I'm personally kind of panicking a little bit, and I don't think I'm the only one.
I think you're joined by just about all the 12s in the area. It's a strange thing because 90% of the NFL would be thrilled to be in the Seahawks position, but Seahawks fans have never seen a defense this bad. I wrote this week that the Seahawks defense is so bad, the NFL may have to reinvent the tool for measuring badness from yards to light years, because that's how far away they are from the next worst defense. So there are a lot of practical reasons why the defense is so bad. They lost for the year two starters in Bruce Irvin and Marquise Blair. And they've also been missing their best player on defense, Jamal Adams, a strong safety they acquired in the offseason. He's missed the last three games with a groin injury and may sit out this game as well. So that leaves the Seahawks highly vulnerable, in addition to the fact that all three running backs were hurt in the game against Arizona, a 37-34 loss. None of the injuries were season-ending or real serious, but it was enough, perhaps, to keep them out of this game Sunday.
Okay, well, the Seahawks did make a trade this week. They got Carlos Dunlap, a defensive lineman. So, Art, is he going to fix all of the Seahawks' problems?
I don't think he can quite do all of them, but he can certainly help. He's an 11-year veteran, a two-time Pro Bowl player, and he was number two on Cincinnati's all-time list for sacks, which is going to be an important element because the Seahawks have only 9 sacks in 6 games, which is worse than last year when they were nearly last in the league in that category. For Dunlap, the Seahawks gave up only a backup center who had never played in a 7th-round draft choice. And he was available because he'd fallen out of the starting lineup in Cincinnati because they wanted to go younger and cheaper with their pass rush. And he complained about it loud and long to the point where he became radioactive, and the Bengals just wanted to get rid of him. And the Seahawks are going to warmly embrace him because he may be the answer to their worst problem.
Okay, so looking forward, this weekend we have another division rival game against the 49ers. So with these injuries and with this trade, what does this game look like this weekend?
I think it's going to be a spot of trouble because if the Seahawks don't have their three running backs, Chris Carson, DJ Dallas, and Carlos Hyde, they're going to have to convert a couple of wide receivers to running backs. That's really not a good sign. And Dunlap won't be available for this game because the NFL's COVID-19 protocols won't be completed in time to make him eligible for Sunday's games. He'll be ready next week. But right now, they're going to be in the same shorthanded situation on defense unless Jamal Adams comes back. I don't know if that's going to happen, but this could be a situation where the Seahawks started the season 5-0 and are going to be 0-2 in the NFC West, which I consider to be the toughest, most competitive division in all of sports. And that's a tough place to be right now for the Seahawks.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.